From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A drug arrest in Humboldt County. Sheriff's deputies Thursday on patrol on the 3300 block of Blue Lake Boulevard saw a suspicious vehicle parked in a turnout along the roadway. Deputy came across two subjects in the vehicle, learning that both were on felony probation. During a search of the vehicle, deputies found drug paraphernalia and also various narcotics. Just outside the vehicle's passenger door, they found about 4 ounces of heroin, believed to have been tossed out by the passenger. The vehicle's passenger, 45-year-old Muhammad Bari Oliver of Eureka, arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of possession of a controlled substance for sales, also violation of probation. The driver of the vehicle was released. An alert about a scam engineered to get you to turn over your money. It's called neighbor spoofing, where scammers use technology to modify the number displayed on your phone's caller ID, impersonating phone numbers from friends, local businesses, or, in this case, law enforcement, in order to appear legitimate. During the call, scammers claim the call's recipients have arrest warrants for failing to report for jury duty or other offenses. The scammers then tell victims they can avoid arrest by purchasing a prepaid debit card such as a Green Dot card or a gift card, and then read the card number over the phone to satisfy the fine. Scammers use a lot of tactics to sound credible. They sometimes provide information like badge numbers, names of actual law enforcement officials, and federal judges, along with courthouse addresses. Two Mexican nationals snapped up in the largest one-time heroin seizure in Humboldt County history are facing felony counts. Los Coast Outpost reports a judge ruled there was enough evidence to warrant a trial for Adrian Carlos Cota Alonso, age 28, and 25-year-old Edgar Barragan Castano. Both have been in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility since they were pulled over on February 10th on Hookton Road in the Lolita area. Agents found the packaged for-sale heroin in a false compartment in the sedan they were in. Authorities estimate the street value of the drugs confiscated would be nearly $390,000. You can celebrate Independence Day a little early in Fortuna on Tuesday, July 3rd from 5:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Low-cost family fun takes place at this year's 11th annual Fireworks Festival. It includes a barbecue, music, fireworks, vendors, an apple pie eating contest, and lots of activities for the kids. It's free to attend. Fireworks will start at dark, and parking's available on Ronerville Road just past Newburgh Park in the McLean Field. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.